Now, even for us, Word of Faith people and we Word of Grace people, we who are filled up with the Holy Spirit right now, we are excited. We have partaken of the Lord's Supper. We have received from the Lord. Amen. You just took the Lord's Supper, right? Yeah. Amen. You are people that are tithing, like where Abraham was. He received communion. He tithed as love, as thanksgiving to the Lord. And then you should think that he's in a good place, right? Yeah. The very next chapter, it says, after these things, and chapter 15, verse 1, comes after Genesis 14, which is where Melchizedek met him. He has partaken of the Lord's Supper. He has responded to the Lord. The Lord has spoken the words that he's blessed. Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. He's in a very good place. This is Abraham after the conference. And the Lord says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield. Is it a vision? That means it's a vision of a shield. Megan in Hebrew. Magan. Magan is like a shield. And it's not just a shield. Like a Roman soldier has a shield in front. It's a shield that's all around. It's a shield that's all around. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. This Hebrew word, your exceedingly great reward, is the word reward here, is the word they use for salary. Amen. Now we know that he has just tithe, right? So I'm not just saying that it's because of the tithe. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that the Lord wants his eyes to be open to two things. Number one, don't be afraid. Now, why would Abraham be afraid after a great mountaintop experience? After a great experience at like a conference, why should he be afraid? Well, he just conquered four generals and their armies. Come on. He got back, not just Lot, a lot of spoils. And the victory was given to him by the Lord. Now he's thinking, maybe, you know, how many of you have moments whereby, you're praying for the sick and great things happen and wonderful things happen and bang, all of a sudden, you know, in the middle of the night, you start thinking to yourself, whoa. What if the devil counterattacks? And I've served the Lord. What if? What if? Come on. Have you been there before? So probably Abraham was tossing and turning, thinking, the enemies are coming. The generals are coming. What am I going to do? And that's why the first word is, don't be afraid. Al tira, Avram. Al tira in Hebrew. Don't be afraid. And the word came to him in a vision form. Is a shield. See yourself surrounded with a shield. At night, when you are under attack, you can't sleep. See yourself safe. See yourself surrounded by a shield. Surrounded with songs of deliverance. Job says, where are the people that would say, where are they? Literally, where are they who would say, where is God my maker who gives songs in the night? Songwriters, it tells you clearly in the Bible, God gives songs in the night. Also, the night seasons. Now, when I talk about night here, I'm not just referring to the night seasons alone. It can be your night. Literally, you have the greatest problem you have, the greatest challenges are at night. Maybe you can't sleep well. This message is for you. What is happening? Why nighttime is so severe for me? Why is it so depressive? Why is it so hard for me to sleep? That's for you as well. Literally your own night. You know, there are seven nights, night scenes in the book of John. Exactly seven, no more. Each one has a significance. The very first night scene, Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. And the fifth one, by the way, Judah betrayed Jesus in the upper room. And then the Bible says Judah left the upper room and it was night. Whenever you turn your back on Jesus, it's night. Very significant, very telling. Seven mentions of nights in the Gospel of John alone. So here Abraham is experiencing this, and I know he's tossing and turning. How do I know that? Because later on God told him, Abraham, come out and count the stars. Or see if you can tell the story of the stars. Remember that? Same scene. So I know he was tossing and turning. He can't sleep. Doesn't say that God gave him a dream. It says the word of the Lord came in a vision. He was lying down there. He can't sleep. So now, as Abraham's seed, as sons and daughters of Abraham, remember this, when you can't sleep, see the shield. Sheep cannot rest when they are insecure. Amen? And feel secure. Don't be afraid. Altira, tell yourself, don't be afraid. The Lord is a shield unto you. But I've spent so much. He's your exceedingly great reward. Not just reward. Not just great reward. Exceedingly great reward. Like the land flowing with milk and honey. One translation says, very, very good land. Literally in the Hebrew, exceedingly good land. God doesn't stinch on you. Amen? It's not just a good land. It's not just a good reward. It's exceedingly great reward.